Would you like to accelerate your career and reach your full potential in just minutes a day? Welcome to the LeadX Show with New York Times bestselling author and Inc. 500 entrepreneur, Kevin Cruz.
How can you kickstart a powerful conversation at work? Hello, everyone. Kevin Cruz here. Today, we're going to learn how you can lead yourself and others to great success. But first, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter at leadx.org. Each super short issue has actionable tips to advance your career and to fulfill your potential. Visit leadx.org. Our guest today is an entrepreneur, author, speaker, and consultant. He's been named as a top 50 leadership expert and top 100 leadership speaker by Inc. And he's the man behind one of the most popular leadership blogs on the planet, one of my favorites, leadershipfreak.com. Our guest is Dan Rockwell. Welcome, Dan.
Welcome, Kevin. Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be with you.
Oh, thanks for joining us. Now, we're going to talk about some of your posts on Leadership Freak in just a minute, but I want to start by asking you a question that our listeners are always curious about. When was a time early in your career when you failed, and what did you learn from it?
You know, the idea of failure, I think my biggest failure, and it's not just once, it's many that are all related to the same thing, have to do with knowing too much and not listening enough. I wish that when I was younger, I would have listened more and let other people be right. I just felt like I knew too much, you know, and it's taken me almost a lifetime to get to the place of saying, you know what, I do know things, but others know things too. And lots of times there's two ways to do the same thing, so they can be right too.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? As every year goes on, I think I know less and less.
I hear you.
So your website, leadershipfreak.com, and on Facebook, the Leadership Coffee Shop, wildly popular. And you recently shared your top three most popular blog posts of 2016. And the first is how any leader can kickstart and land a powerful conversation. So what was that one about? What were some of the tips or advice from that post?
Well, you know, the passion here, Kevin, is that the higher you go in an organization, the more you talk and the less you do. And I don't mean that in a pejorative way, but you know what I'm saying. You're not on the front line delivering or making a product or delivering services to a customer. You're actually working with people who are doing that. And so you end up talking a lot. It got me thinking about how do you have powerful conversations. And it concerns me because I think we can just focus in on the pressing need. And so I like to encourage leaders to make sure that they are paying attention to being intentional about the conversations that they're having. And one of the best ways to do that is to start a conversation off and ask the person you're talking with, what would make our conversation successful today?
Setting that expectation up front.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then, you know, kind of paying attention to people. I love to ask people about what's giving them energy. Here's something I find, Kevin. Sometimes leaders are a little uncomfortable. They're not sure of the right question to ask. And when you're not sure of the right question to ask, just say to someone, what's on your mind? And listen to that.
I'm actually writing notes as we speak, Dan, because I think leadership is an ongoing journey, of course. And I'm a type A personality. I'm a bit of an introvert. So I tend to be a driver. Here's facts, figures, here's the answer. And I'm jotting down, you know, do more asking of questions. And even if it's, hey, you know, what do you want out of this conversation? What's on your mind these days? These open-ended questions can reveal a lot.
Absolutely. You know, and questions about the person and the process, not just solving a problem, like the question about what's giving you energy today, or where are you wasting energy today, or where would you like to focus more fully? Those kind of questions help people think in bigger terms.
Now, this isn't directly related to kickstarting conversations, but it's something I'm always curious about. I mean, what are your recommendations if I'm a manager and I have, I don't know, say 10 direct reports? How often should I be doing one-on-ones to be checking in on them?
Perhaps the answer to that relates to how long those one-on-ones are. If you can have several short one-on-ones, I think that's better than one long one-on-one. So you might consider twice a month for 15 minutes or twice a month for 20 minutes, depending again on the nature of the business. I would prefer that to 1 hour conversation once a month, because you get a sense of continuity and accountability if you do it a little more frequently. So I would go for brevity and greater frequency if possible.
Brevity and greater frequency. Now, the second most popular article that you had was 10 questions to ask when choosing leaders. And we don't have to go through all 10, but what are some of those questions?
Well, one of them really relates to where you find these leaders. I think we overvalue extroverts and undervalue introverts when it comes to leaders. And so it can be easy to overlook an introvert. And so look for the quieter people in your organization. You might consider looking on the fringes of your organization to see who is who's been there for a while and who's been serving faithfully, but they're not really flashy.
Yeah, Dan, you just triggered a personal memory from way back. I was freshman in college and living in the freshman dorm, and there was a group of young guys and young women that I was hanging out with, kind of my clique on the dorm room floor. And it was still early in the semester. And one day we all wake up and there was these envelopes outside of some of the people's doors, including all of the people that I was hanging out with, but I didn't get an envelope. And everyone's curious, what are these envelopes? And it turns out that the envelopes contained a special invitation to a leadership development event. And what had happened was the resident assistant on the floor sort of watched what was going on. He looked at the students on the floor for the first, I don't know, 4 weeks of school and decided who should be invited to this leadership event. And I was not chosen. And I can remember that really, I was surprised and it sort of hurt my feelings, of course. It was an ego blow that, wow, all my friends got picked to go to this leadership thing. She didn't think I was worthy to go to the leadership thing. And as silly as that sounds, Dan, that really did start my journey thinking about leadership and who's a leader and who's not. And probably as a, you know, an 18-year-old young man, I was probably more bitter about it back then. I'll show them who's a leader. But to this day, you know, I do remember that story. And just as you said, I mean, sometimes just because someone's a little quieter, just because they're not always the one interrupting others or shouting the loudest, doesn't mean they don't have decent leadership skills or leadership potential.
Absolutely. You know, and I love working with introverted leaders. I mean, every leader has certain issues that they're trying to deal with. And sometimes with the introverted leader, it's learning to balance the tension between the need for quiet, private time to process and then the public time. But they're such, you know, the introverted leader, to me, I just admire this so much. Maybe because I've always tried to be extroverted and, you know, earlier on, try to be flashy, you know, and all of those kind of things. And I just have come to respect that quiet, steady leadership that can come from an introverted style.
And your third most popular post was 10 ways to be a leader people choose to follow. Tell me about that one.
Well, yeah, I think we want to have influence, right? I think we want to make impact in our organizations. And so the idea behind this is, what kind of person do you want to be to have people who will follow you? And I just have to tell you, the people that I want to follow are the people who think I have something to offer. They respect me. They see something in me. And sometimes I bet you know what this is like, Kevin, you go somewhere and you give a presentation and people get something out of it and they come up to you afterwards and they say good things. And honestly, those things, the things that people say to us, those positive things, they almost help us believe that, hey, we could really do this.
Right.
And that when people make us feel that way, we're anxious or interested in following them too. So seeing good in others, seeing strength in others. Sometimes leaders are a little too negative, a little too trying to fix every little problem. But if you can see some strength, see some good in others, and help them believe in themselves, boy, they'll be anxious to follow you.
And Dan, that's that really sits so close to my heart. I literally, like, one of my big words is potential, helping others to fulfill their potential. And I think so many people out there either don't understand what they're capable of, or, you know, someone might on your team might envision that they only have this one career path, but maybe you think they have some strengths and they should consider another one. There's lots of ways to help people realize their true value, get to their potential. And you're right. I mean, those who have helped us are the best bosses, the mentors, you know, even friends. I mean, we remember them always, you know, we're so grateful for that.
Absolutely. You know, the idea that someone has our best interest at heart, that someone is interested in how we can succeed, draws us to them.
Now, Dan, before we wrap up, you know, I always like to challenge our listeners to become 1% better every single day. And so what is one specific thing maybe that you could challenge them to do today, right after this show?
Great question, Kevin. And here's what I like to do with leaders is challenge them to do a walkabout. So you could leave your office right now and do a walkabout around your organization with a certain intention in mind. You're going to walk about to see people doing good. You're going to walk about to ask a question. You're going to walk about to invite someone to give you feedback. You know, what could I do better to serve you? But the idea of a walkabout, to take 10 or 15 minutes, get up from your desk and walk around the organization and make intentional contact, I think can make a big difference for leaders.
Dan, that's brilliant. I recently was talking to Doug Conant, who was a former CEO of Campbell Soup and sort of mm-hmm. renowned in the employee engagement world. And when I asked him sort of the defining moment when he really turned the corner at Campbell Soup and started turning engagement around, you know, I expected him to talk about some big leadership program or a consultant that came in or something. And he said he started walking around every day. So mm-hmm. your challenge, you know, actually turned around Campbell Soup at one point. He said he was so shy, you know, he wasn't comfortable just walking around talking to people all throughout Campbell Soup, but they were doing one of those health initiatives, like see if you can get 10,000 steps a day. So mm-hmm. he would lace up his sneakers and go walking around to get his 10,000 steps. And slowly but surely, he would start to ask questions. He would start to give encouragement. And he said it was really that daily walking practice that put him into that leadership mode and connected with others. That's a great challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. Love Doug. And if anybody were to follow his example, it would certainly be helpful.
Dan, what's the best way our listeners can find out more about you and what you're up to?
Well, they could go to leadershipfreak.blog, or they could drop me an email, dan@leadershipfreak.com. And I do try to get back to people via email when they send notes.
Best named blog I know of, Dan. Leadership Freak. I love it. All right, friends, you've just been mentored by leadership guru Dan Rockwell. You can get links and show notes from this interview over at leadx.org. One more favor, listeners, if you've gotten even one new idea from the LeadX show, please take a minute, just leave a short, honest review on iTunes, because the more reviews a podcast gets, the more iTunes will show it off to other people. Leadership isn't about a title or power or authority. As Dan said, leadership is about influence. I'm a leader. You are a leader. We are all leaders. The question is, who are you going to lead today?